Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul, back with you.
Yeah, I like cars. Boy.
And I know, you know, a lot of futuristic predictions about what's going to happen, self-driving vehicles, and we won't have to drive. I like to drive most days. Stuck in traffic, commuting, But most of the time, I enjoy getting behind the wheel. It's kind of it's an escape, right? Fewer people can bother you when you're in your vehicle. Oh, boy. I do want to mention that if we have some veterans or active military listening right now, tomorrow, all active military and all veterans receive free admission to the Twin Cities Auto Show, thanks to our friends at Toyota. And guests and family members accompanying military professionals receive half off the gate admission. It's going to be a great day tomorrow at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds for the Twin Cities Auto Show, which is incredible. I was out most of the day on Saturday. I'm going to be out again on Wednesday, checking out all of the options, including the electric versions, the hybrids. Joining us right now to talk about what Toyota is doing this year is Kurt McAllister, Midwest Public Relations Manager for Toyota. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And just in my defense, I've had a number of Toyotas. I've had 40 vehicles since I turned 16. One day I was bored and I sat down and just tried to remember all the vehicles I've owned. And a couple of great Land Cruisers and a Supra and a Camry. And my oldest son, Walt, has one of your amazing RAV4 hybrids. He insists that he gets 40 miles to the gallon on that thing. It's a beautiful SUV. And 40 mpg, especially when gas is so expensive, that sounds great. I had a chance to drive the new Toyota RAV4 Prime out at the auto show. It's one of a number of hybrids and EVs that people can test drive. What are you most excited about this year?
Well, you know, we're bringing actually 40 vehicles to the fairgrounds this year, so it shows our complexity and the diversity of our lineup. Maybe some vehicles that'll be of interest to Minnesotans are, we're bringing the all-new Tundra and our all-new Sequoia, which is our largest SUV. And not only is there exterior differences and internal, but both these vehicles are now going to be offered in hybrids. So the hybridization is now went across our entire lineup now that we've went kind of on those body-on-frame trucks. And we also, for kind of that G-Wiz effect, we actually have a vehicle we call Tacozilla. So we've taken our Tacoma and we've made it a camper, and we've also converted into kind of one of these overlanding micro houses. So, overlanding is becoming a big phenomenon right now. And so, this kind of shows you what you could do with a little bit of money and a little bit of ingenuity. And you touched on it at the top of the show. We're bringing our all new BZ4X electric vehicle to Minnesota.
Yeah, that's an amazing ride. That's your first all-electric Toyota. And look, the whole Beyond Zero concept that Toyota is now extolling, do you see electric as the future? I know Toyota has also made big investments in hydrogen. Is Toyota hedging its bets, or how do you see the future shaking out?
You know, our future really started 22 years ago. The electrification movement sort of was with the hybrids. And here we are 22 years later, we've sold 15 million hybrids globally, which is, I think, like 90% of the market globally. And so for us, this is just a natural progression. We actually dabbled in EVs about a decade ago when we partnered with Tesla to bring a RAV4 hybrid to a RAV4 EV to market. It was a vehicle that was ahead of its time, and so we didn't sell a whole lot of them. So we've really never been that far from the EV space. But yes, now with this Beyond Zero movement, it's here. Our president and CEO, Akio Toyoda, in December announced that by 2030, we're going to have 30 brand new battery electric vehicles across the entire Toyota and Lexus lineup globally. And so that'll probably equate to about 3.5 million vehicles sold across the planet. And for us, it's going to be a $70 billion investment as a company. So for us, EVs are here. But at the same time, we're not giving up on people who want to drive gas variants or hybrids or, as you mentioned, fuel cells.
Yeah. And look, full disclosure, I still love my gas-powered vehicles. Am I concerned about the environment and the impact on the environment? Absolutely. My goal is to gradually phase out gas and gradually ramp up with electrification. And my daily driver is an EV. It gets me everywhere I need to go. I'm saving money, and it's just fun to drive. Can you talk a little bit about the difference? And I know range anxiety, you know, running out of electrons is a real concern for a lot of people. If you live in the metro and you've got a, you know, 20-mile commute, EVs just make a lot of sense for a lot of people. But talk a little bit about the hybrids as sort of a bridge to get you to a full-blown EV when we have more charging stations out there. So hopefully range anxiety fades over time. But can you help listeners who are trying to figure out whether or not it's time to take the plunge with an EV, or maybe a hybrid would be a good in-between?
You know, I think a hybrid is a perfect bridge, to be honest with you, Paul. Actually, the last few months, 40% of all of our new car sales across the country have been hybrids. So Americans are taking notice. Yes, rising gas prices is probably driving some of that. But, you know, years ago, hybrids would be seen as these kind of sluggish vehicles. Now there's as much of a performance message as there is gas saving. You mentioned that your son drove the RAV4 Prime. That's a vehicle that has 301 horsepower, and it's a hybrid. And it'll throw you back in your seat. It'll throw you back in your seat. So, you know, people that are concerned about gas, I mean, I drive Avenza, and which is a hybrid. And I get somewhere between 400 and 420 miles between gas ups, fill ups. So the performance is there. The savings is there. You know, range anxiety, yeah, I can understand that. But the EVs on the market now are getting a little bit more range. Our BZ4X will get about 250 miles between charges, which, again, is a great commuter vehicle. But, yes, the hybrids, I mean, we can't push those hard enough.
Well, with a son who just got out of the Navy, who's now a veteran, I want to thank you on behalf of all veterans and families of veterans for sponsoring Military Appreciation Night tomorrow. That's very cool. I know this is the eighth consecutive year?
Yes, it is the eighth consecutive year. And we do this in conjunction with our Twin Cities Toyota dealers. They're kind of the drivers of this. And yes, on behalf of Toyota, thank you to all the veterans out there for everything they do for us now and in the past.
Absolutely. Midwest Public Relations Manager for Toyota, Kurt McAllister. Thanks for the update today, Kurt. Wish you the very best, and we'll see you at the auto show.
Thank you, Paul. Take care.
Thank you. DJ, are you going to head out to the auto show?
I don't know. I was thinking about it. It's every day till Sunday, you said, right?
Every day till Sunday.
Okay.
And what's great, it's an auto show with food.
Oh. Well, I didn't know
I picked up a sub from Al's Subs.
Okay.
Which was maybe the best sub I've had in years. And then I finished with Sweet Martha's chocolate chip cookies. So for me, it's the best of both worlds. You got cars, mm-hmm. and you've got food, and you can stretch your legs. It's, you know, it's not claustrophobic. There's plenty of space. It's kind of the opening act for me for the Minnesota State Fair. You get a taste.
Cheese curds?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
French fries.
And I think I'm in. I think I'm in then. Let's go.
Yes. It's win-win.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.